song Cosmos. Yeah. At 7:04, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and that was Coonlaws. We mentioned they are a terrific band from Northern Ireland. This is from their album, The Next Chapter, and that was Cosmos. Before that was Julie Folus with As I Walked Out One Misty Morning, and Gallic from her album Alterum, and Sharon Shannon gave us Sacred Earth. It is 7:05. As we mentioned, Sharon Shannon is at the Burren tomorrow, and you can see about getting tickets for that by going to their website. Well, this is where we segue, usually to Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And here we have a terrific local artist, but giving us a new perspective. This is Anya Minot's 15th album. And this is all original music written and performed by her. And you can find out more by going to her website, www.anyaminot.com. And the name is spelled A-I-N-E-M-I-N-O-G-U-E.
My ghostly love comes to me in deep of night, wandering through crevices of a mind before morning light, unexpected through memories of each room in cellars of this castle. In my deepest gloom, he has drawn the drawbridge far too soon. Desire run through my veins. He climbs stairs with me, a handsome prince, and I, a fool, I try in vain. Little girl getting older now and descending to despair. It's not for the faint of heart or silent. Yet all hearken to him, like a moth to the flame of our undoing. Such penance for my sin, O my ghostly love. My ghostly love, pull the drawbridge tight. Such ransom for our sin, O my
Well, I can't believe it, folks, but I managed to get a CD stuck in the player again, which was, of course, the one that I wanted to go to next. So, we'll just hear another one from Anya. It's 7:15. You're listening to Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. That was, we first heard Ghostly Love, and that was All About Eve from Anya Minot's new album, Eve, inspired by the movie with the many faces of Eve that came out in the 50s. Well, we've got some more new music for you. This is from an album released by Lorena McKennett called Lost Souls. And this is Spanish Guitars on the Night Plane. And give a thought for the folks over in Europe who are also coping with horrendous temperatures and no air conditioning, so everyone is flocking to the beach.
Singing, kissed asleep on your mouth.
Good morning, it's 7:23. You're listening to WMFO Medford. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore. Amazingly enough, on August 6th, very hot weather now presages a hard winter. Ben Jonson, the first poet laureate of England, died on this day in 1637. Swallow's Almanac of 1633 notes, signs of hot weather. Many bats flying abroad sooner than ordinary. A white mist arising out of moors or waters, either before sun rising or after sun setting. Birds flying high in the air, crows or ravens gaping against the sun. Store of flies playing in the sun, shining towards night. And a little anecdote about Ben Jonson. Riding through Surrey, found the women weeping and wailing, lamenting the death of a lawyer who lived there. He inquired, "Why so great grief for the loss of a lawyer?" "Oh," said they, "we have the greatest loss imaginable. He kept us all in peace and quietness, and was a most charitable good man," whereupon Ben made this distich: "God works wonders now and then. Behold a miracle, deny it who can. Here lies a lawyer and an honest man." August the 7th, harvest now well underway, and harvest beer flowing. From a letter, 1826 noted, "It is a general practice on the first day of harvest for the men to leave the field about 4 o'clock and retire to the alehouse and have what is here termed a wet. That is a sort of drinking bout to cheer their hearts for labor. They previously solicit any who happen to come within their sight with, 'I hope, sir, you will please to bestow a largess upon us.' If the boon is conceded, the giver is asked if he would like to have his largess hallowed. If this is assented to, the men all howler largess at the tops of their voices." August the 8th, mustard plants now beginning to seed. Cut them down, dry them, and thresh them for seed. Gerard's Herbal of 1633 notes, "Mustard is an excellent sauce for such whose blood wants clarifying, and for weak stomachs. The seed taken by itself in an electuary or drink doth mightily stir up bodily lust, and helps the spleen and pains in the sides and gnawing in the bowels. Being chewed in the mouth, it oftentimes helps the toothache." August 9th, observe the harvest moon. Campbell's Book of Omens of 1630 notes, "To see the new moon for the first time after her change, on the right hand or directly before you, betokens good fortune that month. is to have her on your left or behind you so that in turning your head, you happen to see her foreshows the worst, especially if you have no money then in your pocket. And to see the new moon through glass is exceedingly ill-omened, though you may somewhat avert bad fortune by turning over all the money you have. August the 10th is St. Lawrence's Day, the Cook's Festival. St. Lawrence was a Spanish deacon, supposedly martyred at Rome in 258 by being roasted on a gridiron. He is thus the special patron of confectioners, bakers, and cooks. August the 11th was Lammas Eve Old Style, the last of the hot and unhealthy dog days, which began on July the 3rd. Lammas Eve is an uncanny and spirit-haunted time, and in Scotland, crosses of rowan wood, sovereign against evil, were fastened above doors and windows this evening, or at least by noon on Old Lammas Day. This must be done secretly, and the crossmaker must not speak to anyone he meets or the charm be broken. Cattle may likewise be protected by tying red and blue threads around their tails. August the 12th was Old Lammas Day, the season for trial or handfast marriages in Scotland. The old statistical account from 1794 in the parish of Esclamour noted at the Lammas Fair, it was the custom for unmarried persons of both sexes to choose a companion according to their liking, with whom they were to live till that time next year. This was called hand fasting, or hand in fist. If they were pleased with each other, then they continued together for life. If not, they separated and were free to make another choice. August the 13th is the Feast of St. Cassian, a severe Christian schoolmaster disliked by his pagan pupils who stabbed him to death with iron pen nibs. He is the patron saint of school teachers. Well, we'll hear one more from Lorena McKennett and then go on. This is where we'd like to remind you, if you are an artist who would like to get heard, and as you listen to our program, you realize our remit goes far and wide, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to myself, Joanne Kesey, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts 02153.
In the name of progress, we believe the lies and get the same old shite, just different flies, a different coloured rosette, but nothing seems to change. Another dame, another knighthood, we got fooled again, we got fooled again. Nobody gives a cuss, no jobs, no factories, we don't even make a fuss. Dignity and caring, or simple profit and gain. I think you know the answer, we got fooled again. In the name of freedom, you lock and bolt the door. In the name of justice, you administer your law. In the name of liberty, innocence is chained. Extraordinary rendition, we got fooled again, we got fooled again. Nobody gives a cause, no jobs, no factories, we don't even make a fuss. Dignity and caring, or simple profit and gain. I think you know the answer, we got fooled again. In the name of God, you justify your cause. In the name of peace, you fan the flames of war. You do the devil's work in your prophet's name. You only read what you want to see. We got fooled again, we got fooled again. Nobody gives a cause, no jobs, no factories, we don't even make a fuss. Dignity and caring, or simple profit and gain. I think you know the answer, we got fooled again. In the name of profit, markets rise and fall. When they're up, you get a pittance. When they're down, sod all. You're laid off and right-sized, left out in the rain. But the boss got a bonus, we got fooled again, we got fooled again. Nobody gives a cause, no jobs, no factories, we don't even make a fuss. Dignity and caring, or simple profit and gain. I think you know the answer, we got fooled again, we got fooled again. Nobody gives a cause, it's all made in China, we don't even make a fuss. Dignity and caring, or simple profit and gain. No such thing as a free lunch, we got fooled again. We believed in the Joker's hunch, we got fooled again. KO'd by a sucker punch, we got fooled again.
So I think that adequately covers it. We got fooled again. For all you people who believe that you didn't have to get out there and vote, well, look at what we've got now. Yes, indeedy. So I don't tell you who to vote for. I just say make sure you're registered to vote and remember that the Massachusetts primary is the day after Labor Day. So, yeah, not even a month away. So, get out there, vote. And that was Coop, The Boys, and Simpson from their album As If, and we got Fooled Again. And this is another piece of theirs from the same album.
He said unto me, do you like my garden so fair? You may live in this garden if you keep the grasses green, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord he said unto me, garden so pure, you may live in this garden if you keep the waters clean, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord he said unto me, do you like my pastures so green? You may live in this garden if you will feed my sheep, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord he said unto me, do you like my garden so free? You may live in this garden if you keep the people free, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day.
Bacon Rind was an Osage chief. He wore a regal hat. I found him in a gas station, painted on one of those giveaway glasses. Said the Indians of Oklahoma you can collect the entire set. Hunting horse, sequoia, dull knife, I don't have them all yet. As I drive across this wild ground for what wisdom I can find, I thought of those gas station drinking glasses and a chief called Bacon Rind. Seattle stared into the yellow eyes of the mission padre and then spit on the ground and said, "Your religion was written on tablets of stone by the iron finger of an angry God. Our religion is the tradition of our ancestors and the dreams of our old men, given to them in the solemn hours of the night by the Great Spirit. Our religion is in the visions of our leaders, and it is written in the hearts of our people." And the mission father rode off to preach the Ten Commandments to those who had stopped listening with their hearts. Come gather round me, people, a story I will tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and a noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley down in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years, the water grew Ira people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the rippling water stopped. Now Ira's folks was hungry, but their land grew crops of weeds. But when war came, Ira volunteered, forgot the white man's deeds. Call him Junkin' Ira, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. They battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 119 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the smoke had cleared and Old Glory raised, among the men that held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes returned a hero. He was celebrated throughout the land. Oh, he was wined and speeched and honored, and everybody held his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. Yeah, back home no one cared what Ira done. Hell, when do the Indians dance? Call him Drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard, and jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it there like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk one Sunday morning, alone in the land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him Drunkin' Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Call him Drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. not the whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Yeah, I called him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died. Was in the town of Tucson in 1983. A man named Edward Abbey come walking up to me. He pulled his seagull from his mouth, said, "I smell lawyers here. The politician running dogs, they crawled away in fear." Sing a do right do. Sing a do right day. Ed walked across the desert at least 1,000 times. He spoke with javelinas, slept neath pinon pines. And if he saw a billboard there, Ed chopped that bastard down. Said if a man can't piss in his own front yard, he's living too close to town. Sing a do-ride-do, sing a do-ride-day. Lord, I wish Edward Abbey were walking around today. Ed had a taste for women. In fact, he married quite a few. He said, "I fall in love, boys, but I'm only passing through. You know I like 'em all, boys, and some more than the rest. I've tried my hand at monogamy, now I'm off to save the West." Sing a do-ride-do, sing a do-ride-day. Ed died one day at sundown in his Tucson riding shack. They wrapped him in a sleeping bag and drove him way out back. Beneath the wild saguaro, the coyotes chewed Ed's bones. And on a hidden marker was no comment carved in stone. Sing a do-ride-do, sing a do-ride-day. Yeah, I wish Edward Abbey were walking round today. Now I'm living in the desert, but the towns are closing in. Those cracker box developments Ed would call a sin. We stole this land from the Mexican, and now we'll sell it back. And they'll live like mortgage prisoners in those goddamn housing tracts. Tell me who votes for the mountain lion. Tell me who votes for the fox. Votes for the spotted owl who hides there in the rocks. I wish that Ed would come again with a chainsaw in his hand and carve on up those housing tracts and take on back the land. Sing a do-ride-do, sing a do-ride-day. Yeah, I wish Edward Abbey were walking round today.
And I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
When these old adobe walls turn to dust and then they fall, and the creatures of the night call out your name, Mother Nature, she'll grab hold of all the things that we've let go. Here comes an ill-intentioned wind that knows your name. In the desert,
it's 7:59. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We heard Tom Russell giving us Bacon Rhine, Chief Seattle, the Ballad of Ira Hayes, and then the Ballad of Edward Abbey from Indians, Cowboys, Horses, and Dogs. Coop, Boys, and Simpson gave us We Got Fooled Again, Now is the Cool of the Day from As If. Lorena McKennett gave us Spanish Guitars and Night Planes, Sun, Moon, and Stars from her latest album, Lost Souls, out on Quinlan Road. And